Welcome to the Mike and You podcast. This is your boy, Big French, aka the Mike A16 on Facebook, the Mike A16 on Twitter, the Mike A16 on Instagram, the Mike A16 on Snapchat, the Mike A16 on Blue Sky, baby. And this the Mike A16 on something
else. On something else. I don't even know what. You don't even know. No, you don't even.
I'm with my main man.
That is IMUINKC on X.
Why you just can't say Twitter like me?
Because then you would say I'm trying to be like you.
Everybody want to be like Mike.
Okay.
We have a great show for you.
Of course you would recall that.
We have a great show for you guys today. For the new listeners, the first show we do in the month, we have monthly awareness. Some of the stuff.
We got new listeners? What's up?
We always do.
What's up?
It's monthly awareness. Some of them is serious. Some of them is we can make fun of. We're going to talk about Jared Goff. Got a new payday. What does that mean for a few other quarterbacks?
My hero.
He is?
Not really.
Yeah. And the schedule release. I don't know why they do that. Leak out all the games.
Here we go.
Leak out all the games.
About to get Mike on his soapbox.
I know. Are we going to talk about Harris Buckner?
If you want to, it's up to you.
And we're going to give y'all, we got voicemails, 816-654-6883 is the number. You can call the voicemail 24/7. You don't have to wait till the day of the show or the day right before the show. You can have a sumo package like Mo Horton always does. That means you can call as many times as you like before we start the show. And we're going to air.
Oh, shoot.
Stop. Just have your takes in before Saturday mornings before 7:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. That's all we ask. That way, the intern or you, pun intended, can have it uploaded. So let's get the show started because we got a lot to unpack today. You're not going to do a monthly awareness button?
Oh, yeah.
We don't have to.
We can.
It's a jam-packed show, baby.
Monthly make sure awareness you segment. Make yourself aware.
I miss the
I old know man. You do. You
I miss the old Make yourself a while. All right. It's National Returning Youth Month, May 4th to June 4th. I know you like,
I don't know what that is. Returning youth?
Act like you're a youth, I guess.
I don't know.
It started in 2022.
Like some, that sounds like some Peter Pan stuff. No, no.
Never
no,
Neverland?
No. Never land.
So we sent on your 50 acres. It's National Miniature Garden Month.
To be honest, I've gotten back into horticulture. Growing strawberries right now.
Nasty, bro.
You don't like strawberries. Your taste buds, bro.
I got the greatest taste buds of all time.
You
baby.
Got radioactive
taste buds.
And
you and Mo Hur was hating you on got, my text message last
night.
You got
radioactive taste buds, bro. You do.
Why it you and Mo Hur was hating so on my text bad. Message last night? Y'all got horrible taste
German
buds.
German chocolate cake is
the go-to
trash, my guy. Trash.
It's Global Employee Health and Fitness Month.
I mean, I would think it's trash cake month. If it,
oh, God.
The way you eat, bro. German chocolate cake is trash. Go ahead.
This next one is for me. Better Speech and Language Month, because my speech and language be all over the place. The first time I heard of this, it was the Ice Bucket Challenge, ALS Awareness Month.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to that? It was kind of cool.
You
seeing,
know, that's the thing about
celebrities do the Ice Bucket Challenge and bring in awareness.
That was so long ago, though.
Really? That was four years ago.
They were still doing it, but it was like super hot about like when I first got married. So
Skin Cancer Awareness Month.
Ugh. Why is this month Skin Cancer Awareness Month?
I have no
it
idea.
It ain't even that hot. In Kansas City it is. That's a lie. That is a lie.
National Preservation Month.
What are we preserving?
Everything, baby. It has a picture of a dome, like a Catholic dome. So, history or whatever. National Wildlife Awareness Month. Uh-huh. You got to be proud of me because I want to say these words right. National Cystic Fibrosis Awareness Month.
Yeah.
You see,
I know about that. I know about that.
This is dear to your heart.
Not for me, but I know about it.
I'm talking about this is dear to your heart. National Foster Care Month.
Yes, indeed.
Correct your posture month.
Yes. Sit up straight. Arch your shoulders.
National Dental Care Month. Yeah. Dr. Marcus. Go see Dr. Marcus down in Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah.
Sialic Disease Awareness Month.
Okay.
National Asparagus Month. You eat asparagus?
Of course. Who doesn't eat asparagus? You?
Of course, your trash taste buds. Trash taste buds, my guy.
And
this a good asparagus with a primo steak. I'm a porterhouse guy myself.
Surprise you a porterhouse.
I mean,
I thought you'd be more of a filet mignon.
I need the bone.
This next one is a serious one, and I didn't know.
No, Diddy.
You the one did that. Stop. I'm trying to have a serious moment right now. Stop. This next one is a serious one, but I didn't know one of the greatest comedians that never cussed had one.
Sinbad?
Yes. National Stroke Awareness Month.
Yeah.
I didn't know he had a stroke.
Yeah, I did know. I don't know why. I don't know. Sinbad has been one of my favorites for a long time.
And he never cussed. That was amazing about him, in my opinion.
I mean, yeah, he never cussed, but dude was hilarious.
National Moving Month
is hilarious. He has not passed, folks. Just don't start that hoax here.
National Brain Tumor Awareness Month.
Yeah.
National Mental Health Awareness Month. There's a lot of really good ones, like serious ones. Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is yours. Melanoma Awareness Month, baby.
Do you know what that is?
Nope.
That's when you stay out black. That's when you
black people stuff?
No, that's when you stay out in the sun too long and your skin starts developing.
What's that black?
Not polyps. That's not the word I'm looking for. It starts developing melanomas, like you basically baking your skin to a crisp. Look like pork rinds after you get done. It normally happens to Caucasian people.
Oh, I thought it was, what's the black one? Melanoma that you take?
Melatonin?
Yeah. That's not that.
I know. That's my definitely bad. Not. But I do take melatonin. Well, no. Sometimes I take melatonin just to help me get good sleep.
National Water Safety Month.
Hit that rim. You know what I'm saying? What? Water safety?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know how to swim?
Why y'all ask me? Because I look black.
No,
I'm a fresh Canadian, baby.
Hold on. I don't ask you that.
Oh,
I think this is the first. I think this is the first time
my white friends
that.
Asked me that. Three feet.
I'm not even going to comment.
Yeah, on 3 feet. National Military Appreciation Month. As you said, this.
What's that?
National Strawberry Month.
Mm-hmm.
National Salsa Month.
Oh.
National Salad Month. Don't get your salad toast.
Oh. Unless you like that.
Do you know what National Mediterranean Diet is?
Yes, it's.
We go through this every year, don't we?
I think so. Yeah, it's meat and vegetables, really.
National Lyme Disease Awareness Month. National Hamburger Month. National Egg Month. National Blood Pressure Education Month. National Bike Month. National Barbecue Month. Why is May National Barbecue Month?
Because that's when everybody's starting to get out the grills again.
Older Americans Month.
Older Americans?
Yeah, so get old. Date Your Mate Month. And last one, American Cheese Month.
Why? You like American cheese, don't you?
Yes.
Just asking.
American cheddar. I kind of like all the cheese on the pizza. Mozzarella.
They don't put American cheese on pizza. Not normal places anyway.
Let me get a swoosh so we can go ahead and start with the show, baby.
Ooh, that was wrong.
So my guy. Well, he's not my guy.
Jared Goff.
See, that's just in Spanish.
That's your guy.
Jared Goff, 4-year, $212 million, $170 million guaranteed. Your thoughts?
I need somebody to believe in me like the Detroit Lions believe in Jared Goff. And the reason I say that, I know it's just 4 years. I know it's just 4 years. And I get it. But you got Ben Johnson, one of the up-and-coming offensive coordinators in the game, right? Mm-hmm. Where And I've expressed this to y'all and to UMO in text message form. But you got one of the up and coming offensive coordinators in the game. You could have drafted a guy to run this team with Amon-Ra St. Brown and
that's my guy right there.
And what's his face from
the tight end
from Alabama? And I was going to mention no. The wide receiver. Jameson Williams, that's his name. Jameson Williams and the tight end, name escapes me. But you got weapons up there offensively. You got offensive line. They got a squad up there. And this would be perfect for you to draft a quarterback in. I don't know about perfect, but it would be a good quarterback situation. And then with Ben Johnson as the play caller, why not? Because you ain't going to have him for too much longer. He's going to get a job in the next 2 years as a head coach. He's not outsider. So, personally, I would have
Sam LaPorta is the tight end.
Yeah, LaPorta, that's it. I would have drafted a quarterback, maybe signed Goff to a lesser deal, maybe 2 years or three that it looks like a two. But, you know, to each their own.
Mm-hmm.
They believe in him. They believe in him.
So what does that mean for Tua?
Oh, I'm not gonna say his name. Come on now.
What's that gonna mean for Trevor Lawrence?
So hold
on. What's that gonna mean for your boy, who I thought was garbage in the beginning of last year, Jordan Love?
I mean, I thought he was too. I ain't gonna lie to you. You know the you got his numbers, the contract numbers.
Who?
Jared Goff.
Yeah, 4 years. Then 170
guaranteed. 170
guaranteed.
What's the whole contract?
4 years, 212.
So the three, basically the 3 years guaranteed. And then I don't know how much of a signing bonus. Don't even know. It doesn't matter. Yeah, man. I'm looking at this like.
And Tua's holding out.
Tua, let that man hold out.
Sure. Well, he's garbage.
You can hold out. I mean, I ain't about it. You look, he got them over a barrel. They got to pay him because they're not going with Cody Whitehair, whoever's the backup. I don't know who's the backup.
Mitchell from K-State, baby. At quarterback Skylar Thompson. I'm sorry.
You sure?
He went to
K-State. Is that this year's backup?
He still should be there. What? K-State.
What? What? Let me look at this. Miami Dolphins.
Damage. I got it. It's Mike. Skylar Thompson there. Mike White there.
I was like, I know the Jets quarterback went there.
Mike White.
I didn't know Skylar Thompson was still there. I thought he was on a different squad. Whatever. I mean, that's what's up.
Skylar Thompson actually played good. But
he ain't no starter.
So you said
ain't winning the job from Tua Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa.
You look like Rick Ross.
Play? No, that's not the right
you
one.
You said you want to play this game. Trade, cut, whatever.
Which one you trade? Like keep sign, trade.
I was signed.
Extend. I would trade. Cut.
No, I would extend. Your boy, Jordan Love.
Because there's three. That's for the people out there. There's three we're talking about. Because they're all coming in and they're all about to get paid. Between Jordan Love,
Tua
Tagovailoa.
Tua Tagovailoa.
And Trevor Lawrence. I would extend Jordan Love. Why you extend him?
Tell me.
Look. You, I, or that bum in Atlanta, Mo Horton, could throw for 4,624 yards if we had Tyreek and the other fast guy. What's the other guy?
Waddle?
Yeah. I don't know why I forgot his name.
I don't know why.
We could throw 4,624 yards, but we couldn't throw 4,159 yards to Anybody?
I mean, Amon-Ra St. Nope. That's the Lions. I'm stupid.
Come on. Besides number nine.
I was about to say, that's the one I was about to say, but too.
He's the only one, bro.
He's not.
You got a running game with Aaron Jones. So you load the box, you can't run Aaron Jones. And you still threw for 4,159 yards.
And Aaron Jones can catch the ball too. But yes, I agree. I'm with that.
About time you agree with greatness.
Not to mention that he got a handle on that offense at the second half of the season. Like yes. he grasped the offense and made it his own. It looked like he completely knew the ins and outs of that offense at the time. So I would definitely sign Jordan Love. And at the beginning of the year, the boy looked trash. The guy looked trash. I'm sorry. I don't want to call him a boy. But he looked trash to me. But as the season moved on.
Now, the next one is a toss-up for me. Only because I have to see this year play out.
Okay.
Because
Trevor Lawrence. I'm going to tell you.
Trevor Lawrence. Ridley this year, and he's lost Zay Jones.
For me, the next two are difficult.
That's what I'm saying.
It's easy for Love, like Love for me, in my opinion.
To me, he did more with less talent.
Love more grasped the offense than he did than anything else. I don't care about anything else. And since there are no what's the word I'm looking for? Since there are no like super receivers there. When I say that, I mean you're Davante Adams, you're anybody else. Since there aren't no super receivers, it makes me realize, hey, this is on him. So with the other two.
Christian Watson is the receiver.
Christian Watson. He's good. Don't get me wrong. But
he's only one person in that whole offense. He's no
Davante Adams. So, but the other two. Trevor Lawrence, I've been skeptical of him for a long time, since coming out of college. Because I always wonder whenever they crown somebody as the next face of the league, which they did with him coming out of Clemson, I always have to take a pause and just wonder, is this guy really going to be it? I did the same thing with Andrew Luck. He turned out to be pretty decent.
Yes.
Over his time with Indianapolis. But I always have to wonder. And Trevor Lawrence has not lived up to the hype in any way, shape, form, or fashion. No. Even getting to the playoffs 2 years ago? Yeah, 2 years ago. Even getting to the playoffs then. They kind of backed into the playoffs. They won the division in the last game of the season.
Then they lost the division.
And
this year.
Year. So there's been a terrible regression with Trevor Lawrence. Terrible. With the same coaching staff that he had before.
Which is surprising.
I mean,
especially with Dougie P being the quarterback.
That's my dog.
I mean, the coach.
That's my dog, but this is an indictment. It really is. Like, they let Houston come steal it away from them, but dude was the rookie of the year, the offensive rookie of the year. So
CJ Stroud.
CJ, so abominicious.
So let me ask you this. Like, we still on now, right?
Yep.
So Trevor threw for 4,016 yards and 2 of 46, 24, 560 attempts, 388 for Tua, which is 69.3%. Trevor, 564 attempts for 370, which is 65.6%. 29 touchdowns and 14 interceptions for Tua. Trevor, 21 touchdowns and 14 interceptions. But the rating is Tua's 101.1 and Trevor is 88.5.
For me, that doesn't, none of that matters. I think I would bench Trevor Lawrence, and or cut him, or whatever. Doesn't matter to me. Which
one you got cut? Tua?
I cut
Tua.
Man, I cut. I understand why you would do that.
Even though he's the most accurate quarterback of all time, baby.
Really?
Tyreek said that.
I'm
not
here
me.
To tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you, we don't care. I'm just saying.
Why you don't care?
69% is not accurate.
According to Tyreek Hill, he's the most accurate quarterback of all time.
According to Tyreek Hill, nothing. I'm gonna leave that alone.
816-654-688.
I'm leaving that alone. Don't y'all try to do that to me.
Hey, Tyreek might as well steal my motto now.
Yep. If your girl fine, he knocking her up. That's for real, for real. For real deal.
So let's
he
go.
He the modern day. He's what's his face?
Kamari.
Antonio Kamari or the rapper, actor, underclassman. What's the
name? Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon. That's who he is. That's who he is.
Gigolo.
Spending lots of dough. That's why he needed them extra $3 million a year from the Dolphins.
Yeah. No state tax, too, neither.
No state tax. He needed that. There's probably nothing I'm going to leave that alone, too. But, yeah, man, I just can't. I'm not impressed with Lawrence at all. Like, I just can't. I don't know.
I would still keep him over Tua.
Why? But why, though? Tua at least has thrown for a crazy amount of yards
in one season. If I could throw 5 yards and Tyreek take it to the house or Waddle take it to the house, I had the same numbers, too, bro. That's all I'm saying.
I guess.
And don't hold out. You go ahead, secure the bag, boy.
I don't know why he's holding out.
Me neither.
It's only over a couple million bucks.
And I don't know why they want this.
Well, I say it's only over.
Mike Barr.
You give me that couple million, I'd be hitting more than over.
All right, Mike Barr, right quick. Did you hear about Dakota, Rain Dakota Prescott?
About his allegations?
He got some allegations?
Yeah.
I didn't know nothing about it. Yeah,
I thought you was talking about that. What are you talking about?
He wants 60 mil a year. What allegation you talking about?
From whom? From whom? The Cowboys ain't giving. Look, let's thank you for the mic bar. Let's just let me order a juice from the mic bar. Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I agree with you.
Absolutely not. You out of your ever loving mind.
He asked him for 60 mil.
No. I'm
allegedly.
I'm not hating on Dak. Cause Dak's a good quarterback. And you did the best you found you a gem in the fourth round. It was third or fourth, whatever. But no, bro. You not about to sit here and bend me over, Barrel, saying that we done gave you two different head coaches. You done had a myriad of offensive coordinators, and you still can't get to the championship round of the playoffs, mainly because of his production. You got the wide receivers. You had the running back. Now they signed Zeke back, which I don't understand what that's all about. What? I don't know what the Cowboys
threw for 4,516 yards.
So what? It got you to
69.5.
Did they even get past the wild card round? No.
36 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Baby.
Give
Rain Dakota that money.
No.
Jerry.
Yeah, you not. Okay. I want him to get his money. But if you're trying to win championships, you better do it in Dallas.
What's the allegations?
Some allegations at one time. I don't know what the update is, but I thought that was what you was talking about.
No. My bad. Let's go to another topic.
What's that?
Harrison Butt Kicker.
Oh boy.
Commencement speech.
Uh oh.
I have no problem with it, actually.
Look, man.
Here's the thing. The reason I have no problem with it is celebrities. We ask celebrities all the time to give us their opinions about stuff or whatever, even if it was free. I only have a problem with it is the people that supporting it was selling LeBron to shut up and dribble the ball. You can't have it both ways. If you don't, it's okay to disagree with people, right? And let people have their point of views. I'm cool with that. With anybody. I'm with that. But I don't know why people are up in arms. You know, you could disagree with it, voice your disagreement, but sign a petition to get him fired is too much, in my opinion.
It's a stupid move. It's a dumb move. I guess you're not wasting as much of your time as you used to, like used to be in the 90s, where somebody would sit outside your local Walmart, local Ivy, local Kroger, Peter, whatever, and just... and be like, hey, I'd like you to sign this document to get Harrison Butker, kick Harrison Butker out of town. It's not that difficult anymore. Just now all you gotta do is be like, here's the link. You believe the same thing I do, sign it, click it, we get Harrison Butker out of here.
Now I'm not saying I agree with his views or
anything. It's not happening though.
It's not.
The NFL don't care about y'all opinions. Y'all gonna keep watching.
Oh, speaking of NFL,
y'all gonna keep watching. Real deal, Holyfield. Over the past 5 years, the numbers have told you that. So much so that they ain't giving them to you. They ain't giving y'all a lot of these games for free anymore.
Oh, speaking of, nice segue. I said,
they ain't doing it.
Might as well go into it without the swoosh.
They said, forget y'all.
Netflix got in the football game now.
They see you.
3 years.
I know you.
Christmas games. Your take.
Hey. Look, I can view the. Fortunately, I'm not out of town. So I can view the Chiefs in my market for at least another couple years because y'all ain't vote for downtown stadium. Not hating.
That's for the Royals.
If you voted for one, you voted for the other. That's how that works.
Well, the Chiefs separate themselves now.
Now?
I bet you if the story. Chiefs say they want to go downtown, I guarantee you they go downtown.
I disagree because ain't no place for them. If you can't put the Royal Stadium, it's going to be like 20,000 people down there. Where you going to put a 70,000-play people thing? Because you know
Royals going
one of the things y'all – one of your one of the things y'all okay, double that for the Chiefs. One of the things the Kansas City people worry about way too much is parking. Like, bro, what is this?
Here's the thing.
What is that?
The Royals.
What is that?
AKA the good guys suck for the last 10 years. If they was playing like this last year and a vote was coming, I guarantee it would have passed.
I don't agree.
I agree.
Because they want to go in the crossroads, and people that the tenants in the crossroads don't want to move because they've been there for years. And I get it. But, you know.
The building that, I mean, the area that it's going in, don't nobody live in anyway.
That's my point. I'm not hating because everybody got to vote. Vote the way you want to. But and I don't live in Jackson County, so it don't matter to me. I mean, it does matter to me, but I don't live in Jackson County, so I can't vote yay or nay on that. And it lost by a landslide. So, but I will say this, since we have not talked about it, I will say this. It might get the state involved.
Why?
Oh, the state don't want to lose three franchises of the NFL. They don't want to lose that. That's revenue. What's his name? Parsons? Governor Parsons? He's smiling ear to ear. Smiling ear to ear on them parades. He don't want to lose that. He don't want to lose that. It's a bad look on a state to lose three franchises. Three. And all of them two of them have won championships. And you lose them both. Come on now. And also, the Chiefs have been a part of this city since the 60s, 70s. And you lose that as a state, that looks bad. And you got empty stadiums sitting on highways on Interstate 70. You ain't getting them back.
Oh, they give them to me.
I'll turn them
to like the Detroit Lions in that party bus, baby.
You ain't getting them back. It's not happening. And the Chiefs and the Kansas City was trying to lure a basketball team here. None of that's happening if you lose either of these two squads. Just letting you know.
By the time we get a basketball team, it's man, never, we need a new arena.
It's never happening. Forget it. Just forget it. T-Mobile. Just forget it. It's never happening. I'm just saying,
if we get a basketball team.
If y'all voted, if people voted no on football.
No, I'm just saying.
And I do agree.
About that time
it was
we get
rushed
one.
Out. It ain't happening.
I'm talking about, let's just say we do get a basketball team.
Seattle's getting one before us.
They should. They're going to build a new arena.
Why should they? They lost theirs.
Sprint Center. They lost theirs before.
I agree. I completely agree.
In basketball terms, after 25, 30 years, teams want to upgrade, bro.
Which means that the Sprint Center would then be Kemper.
I know.
And what you going to do then?
That's why I said we ain't going to get a basketball team. And one thing about
don't care about hockey.
And one thing about Kansas City is if a franchise loses, become losers.
Losers, thank you for saying that.
They're not gonna support. Even the Chiefs.
Look, man.
Remember the Chiefs started having blackouts?
Look, those were bad years. Them Todd Haley years was
Todd Haley, Herm Edwards,
Romeo
Crennels.
Oh, stop. That is,
you know what I mean?
That's too much.
That's not even one filling up then.
Nor should it have been. Like, here's the thing. You got to support what you love, but you also don't have to take mediocre products.
The only franchise I know who supported losers all their life was Cleveland. And they got done dirty when they went to Baltimore. I'm talking about they were still selling out when they was losers, correctly or not.
When
they snuck up and left and went to Baltimore, become Baltimore Ravens, you know, the Browns was hurt, but it wasn't like they wasn't supporting their team.
Dang.
Y'all forgot about that. Hey,
no, I didn't forget about nothing, but dang.
No, who else a poverty franchise? Losers. Doodlesburg.
Okay.
You know that's shots fired from their arm.
Shots fired!
So back to Netflix. Do Netflix know what they're getting into?
You saying it as a negative?
No, I'm just saying. Can their servers keep up? Because I remember when WWE Network first started.
Huh?
They had their servers wasn't prepared for everything that came with it. And everybody was buffing and buffing on pay-per-views. So... And I know that Netflix cut down on sharing passwords on TVs, apps on different locations, VIP, IPN, whatever that crap is. You know what I'm talking about?
VPN, yes.
So do they know what they're getting into? Like, NFL don't care because NFL got their money from Netflix.
They don't care.
I'm here to tell you.
Netflix can have a headache on their hands if their servers.
I'm here to tell you right now. We don't care.
Let me tell you, we don't care.
Like,
but you see what I'm saying.
I'm not about to buy Netflix for this game.
For three games.
I'm just not going to do it. Now, Netflix is good for the first month that you have it. And after that,
I don't even have Netflix no more.
I used to. And I had to find things to watch. They got a lot of stuff to watch on there, but it's like, I don't want to watch half of this stuff.
Like, you don't find it till you about to cancel it. That's how I was.
Then
one time I just said, forget it, I'm just going to cancel. I'm going to get it back, though, in January.
I'll figure something out.
When WWE Monday Night Raw go there.
See, y'all, I'm willing to buy a $10 subscription for a month or two.
That's what I do for Red Zone on Hulu.
And my wife has been wanting to cancel it, but I'll be finding stuff to watch. You know, I find stuff to watch. I'm a heist guy. I like watching heist movies. And so I'll be watching.
Like Money Heist?
Money Heist, Den of Thieves.
What's the place was my girl, Money Heist? Tokyo? And the other chick?
That was too long. That show was too long.
I know.
That show was way too long. They drew that out.
816-654-6883 is the number.
The detective was your girl?
Nah. Tokyo, one of the thieves.
I know who Tokyo is.
The other thief.
Tokyo was what's his face's daddy or mommy. Mom.
She had a baby, didn't she? With Rio.
With Rio's son is his mama. Rio's son is not Denver. Denver is what's name's son?
I had to start following on Instagram, baby. Okay. But I don't even be on Instagram. So I was like, I really don't even be on Instagram.
I know. Instagram ain't what it used to be. But we keep it moving.
I hate Facebook now. I be looking at something be interesting. I click on it, it want me to download Threads. Like, what the hell is a thread?
I was waiting on you to say the Mike 816 on Threads one of these days.
I would never say that, and I would never say TikTok. Uncle Donnie said TikTok is the devil.
Oh, snap. Hilarious. Hilarious.
All right, let's go to the voicemails. 816-654-6883.
Oh, man, stop. I can find it.
Mike and you, this is R here. Schedule's out. The schedule's quite brutal. We play our back end divisional games all in a row. Cincinnati, no, we got Baltimore, Cleveland. Cincinnati, then back to Cleveland again. Then on to Philadelphia. Then Kansas City at home. Then we end with Cincinnati. What a brutal 8-game stretch they gave us. Then we start the season on the road in Atlanta, and we go on the road to Denver. I don't know what issue they got with Pittsburgh, but the schedule is terrible. But we're going to make it work. But we don't run from the competition. We run to the competition. That's what we do in Pittsburgh. We'll go ahead and figure it out how to get into the playoffs. That's what we do. But hopefully, you know, we have a better run this year with Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. The helm this year. So that's how we're going to operate. We'll see how it goes. I'm going to give us a record of 11-6 this year. 11-6. That's going to be our record this year. This is R. I'm out. Peace, fellas.
What's up, guys? This is obviously one more calling you on my take this week. Just looking forward to all the games. Definitely looking forward to the first game of the season. Ravens, Chiefs, I think that's going to be a great game. AFC Championship game rematch. Ravens 7, Derrick Henry, I think it's going to be a very, very good game. Also, that next game with my team, the Eagles versus Packers in Brazil. Definitely looking forward to that one. Looking forward to Cowboys and Texans later on in the season. I think it's going to be a great game. Looking forward to the Christmas games, even though we have to watch it on Netflix. Also, I think Jared Goff deserved a contract. 5 years, $212 million, $170 guaranteed. And I think quarterbacks like Tua and Trevor are going to look for that. I don't think necessarily they deserve that much money, but that's just what the going rate is right now. I think they're going to get over $50 million a year and be in the top percent of quarterbacks. Looking forward to seeing if Dak's under his contract, $60 million, which I'm pretty sure that he's shooting for. If he doesn't get it with the Cowboys, he might try to get it from somewhere else. So, definitely looking forward to all those contract talks and seeing how everything develops on the season. Thank you guys for letting me call. I appreciate it. Take it easy.
What's going on, Mike and you podcast, man? This is Marshall and calling to show y'all some love to the baddest podcast in the town, baby. Brothers in the Chiefs, man. But you know, we got some big games coming up. Chiefs versus Ravens to start off the season, man. Like I always tell people, man, the Chiefs are Lamar Jackson's kryptonite. Same thing I said in the playoffs, man. I just think we got his number. I love Lamar. I actually think last year was his probably best opportunity to win. But, you know, it should be a good game, first game of the season. I actually prefer to play the best teams later on the season because I feel like then you get a true indicator of how good you are, man. And it really shows you how good your team is, because by that time, man, teams kind of are who they are later on the season. But it'd be a good game versus Cincinnati. Wish we was playing in Cincinnati. But, you know, that always should be a good game. But for me, man, later on the season when it really matters. And I think the Chiefs look good. Bill signed MVS. That should be interesting. This was Sheetrock's situation. I've always said from the beginning he was going to get at least 8 games just with them. The hit and run, but now with this other thought place on the
on the news, on the horizon, man. There's no telling what can happen. I'm looking forward to a good season, man. Pittsburgh, man, Russell going back to Denver. That should be nice and exciting, man. But, man, I just love supporting the podcast and love y'all, man. All right, y'all. Be blessed.
All right, thanks for calling. The Aura, Mo Horton, and Marshall.
Say that man's full name.
He says full name. But anyway, the Aura said they ended the season with a brutal 8-game stretch. And the season, he said the league hates the Steelers.
And ain't the Chiefs and the Steelers, aren't they Christmas?
See, that's just
that's Christmas?
Spanish.
Okay, all right. This is going to be a Wednesday game, bro. They playing... Remember we talked about
she's playing on 6 days of the week?
Yeah, remember we talked about this 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago during COVID. I guess it was longer than that. But we talked about this. We talked about the NFL with the hostile takeover. Go look back at the hostile takeover episode. Listen back to it. This is a hostile takeover. It used to be mutual respects between college football, basketball, NBA, NFL. NCAA.
NFL, play that clip for me. Stephen A. Smith.
NFL,
they like.
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
They don't care about nobody no more.
No, they don't. They don't care about nothing. It's a hostile takeover.
They're the worst contract sport, but
and I don't,
they're the most marketed sport.
I think.
Outside of soccer.
I think they got games on every day except for Tuesday. And next year is going to be on Tuesday. It's a promise to you.
I'm surprised they didn't say, oh, we got a Christmas Eve game. We got a Christmas game.
When is the CBA up?
Don't give me the line, bro.
Don't forget, that 19-game season's coming. Oh, speaking of which, we back to what we used to be. We don't have to wait till the second week of September to get everybody playing. It used to, we used to have to wait till the second Sunday in December. Second Sunday in September for to get all 32 teams playing. You got your opening game on Thursday, then you had to wait a week and a half. So you had to wait till the 10th, whatever. Now it's going to be on Memorial Labor Day weekend. Again, back the way it used to be. I'm cool with it.
So the RC,
give me something to do on Labor Day. You didn't think about it like that, did you?
Out there slaving over the grill.
Hey man, you don't. If you got a babysitter grill, something's wrong. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
You got slave.
If you got a babysitter grill, something's wrong.
All right,
if you want to, different story. That's on you. But if you got to sit there and babysit a grill, you're doing something.
The RSA 11-6. we not come to our
11-6.
We're not doing our takes till probably second or third week of preseason. Then we'll give our takes on our season. Mo Horton called first game, Ravens, Chiefs, he's looking forward to. Eagles and Packers in Brazil on Friday.
Man.
He said later on in the season, Cowboys versus Texans. He's looking forward to that one. And he's looking for the Netflix games on Christmas.
If I ever have the money, I definitely want to go to these overseas games. Just one of them.
You got the money, you just don't want to spend it.
Please. Do you know who my wife is?
Mama Warbucks.
Love you, love.
He
said Goff deserved the contract.
Yeah, he did say that.
He did say that, and he don't know where that getting his contract from.
Our favorite traveling nurse, Marshall. Congratulations on him and his wife for the baby.
Congratulations.
Love
him. Don't get used to that sleep, bro.
He said he loves Lamar, but his Chiefs is the kryptonite. He liked to play hard games later in the season, which shows the tests. And Steelers and Denver should be a good one.
It will be for sure.
So I'm with him. Like, I don't know why the league gave us Baltimore, Kansas City right off the bat. I didn't like it. I like it, but I didn't like it.
You always.
I like it later in the season.
You always think stuff should be later in the season. Why?
Cause this game, week 15, week 16.
I mean, I know we gonna look at whatever they give us. I get that part. So you give us the trash at first.
Yeah.
But they hold on.
You give them the trash at
nobody,
first.
Nobody wants to save things. Like, you're gonna have a
I
lot
want
of
y'all
games.
To save you with them.
A lot of games. All right. And shoot, it'll give the Ravens a false sense of security if they end up beating us, right? And they, I don't know. I have no idea, but hey, it is what it is. That's all I can really say. All
right, let's go
to
week one games right quick.
Yeah.
What games interesting you? To me, my game that interests me is, like, to me, there are super teams. There's good teams. Then there's...
How many super teams do you have?
It's, the super team is not what you think I mean, super team. Super team, to me, is like Kansas City and Baltimore. Who went... The first four games don't mean none of them franchises. Buffalo is another super team, in my opinion. Like, I'm not saying they're a super team, but these are the teams that the first four games, they go 2-2, and everybody write them off, and they'll be where they're supposed to be at the end of the season. That's Chiefs. That's Baltimore. That's the Bills. A healthy Joe Burrow Bengals, because they was 2-2.
That's a unicorn.
I know. But they went 2-2 and went to the Super Bowl. They went 2-2 when he was healthy, the only two seasons, and went to the AFC title game. So if he's healthy, that's another super team, in my opinion. Just the first four games don't mean nothing. Remember back in the Patriot days?
I'll give you that.
Okay. So my games I'm interested in is the first week is Denver and Seattle.
Why Denver and Seattle?
Because this Denver and Seattle could be like one of them Detroit Lions teams like last year. Like that first game gave them confidence. And boom,
okay,
boom.
Now I'm glad you explained that. Go continue.
Another game to me is a good one. This can set the tone for the AFC South. Houston at Indianapolis. Anthony Richardson should be back.
But that's his first game. That's the only reason I'm not counting this one. That'd be his first game back, and then C.J. Stroud coming, Bominicious coming off of a off of a rookie campaign that was all world. So I wish this would have been later, but you're gonna get it later anyway.
And another game I'm interested in, and my last one for week one, is the Sunday night game, Rams at the Lions. Rams, show me what you up to. And Detroit. Show me that.
Up to nothing. They Detroit, do got Blake Corum, though.
I'm just saying, Detroit, prove me that last year wasn't a fluke.
For me, it's this Monday night football game. It's this Monday night football game. The Jets in the for the first week. For Jets in San Francisco.
Oh, big fish. Niner Nation, baby.
I want to see what the 49ers talk about. You know what I mean? Because it sucks losing two in a row.
Is Ayuk going to be on the team by then?
Good question, because we talk about post June 1st transactions too here coming up in about a month, in about 2 weeks, and I think this year could be some noise being made. If I'm gonna be honest, I think there could be noise made. So, but the Jets, I don't believe in the Jets in any shape, form, or fashion. But for some reason, they believe they're back. I also got the Rams and Detroit. Jared Goff getting his extension. What's his face? Got his extension a year or two ago.
Who? Rams in Detroit?
The Rams quarterback, Stafford. They both got a situation where they got wide receivers, great route wide receivers.
And then Detroit beat them in the playoffs?
Something like that. Yeah. Yes, yes.
First round?
Yes.
Second round?
So I want to see that one. And then I want to see Carolina and New Orleans. I think they're both trash teams. But I want to see what Canales does with Carolina. The first game, him coming out with Carolina and Bryce Young, I want to see what he comes out with. So that's my week one watches. Aside from the normal Chiefs Baltimore, I'm watching that banner drop.
Oh, yeah. Everybody watching that banner drop, no matter what. And let's just end with week two. Week two, I'm interested in that Pittsburgh-Denver matchup.
I'm interested in the Buffalo Miami matchup. Shoot,
I'm interested that in that Thursday night game as
that
well.
Thursday night game is going to be a banger. Let me see. The Arizona Cardinals and the Rams. Kyler Murray healthy, supposedly, and then he's also got new weapons. So I'm interested to see that one.
I'm interested in the Tampa Bay and Detroit. That'd be a good game for Tampa Bay.
Tampa and Detroit. I'm also interested because I really want to see Chicago and Houston.
Oh, yeah. That's that Sunday night
game.
That's
the Sunday night game.
Caleb Williams,
Abominicious. You know, I with Tank Dell healthy, ready to roll.
Stephon Diggs
and the other
Joe Mixon's came in.
And the other receivers that I can't remember. So that's a three head right there. And then you got the kid that they just drafted, Caleb Williams. And you got
DJ Moore.
The other kid, Brian, dude from the Chargers.
Keenan Allen.
Like they got an offensive squad over in Chicago. If they could get started on a roll, Caleb Williams could be looking at making the playoffs his first year.
I'll tell you again.
I'm not promising you that. I'm just saying it could happen.
I'll tell you another game that nobody's interested in. The New York Giants and the Washington Commanders. Nobody interested in that game.
Oh, I'm definitely not interested in the Washington Commanders left hand up.
Oh, shoot. Why did I open that can of worms?
I don't have it in here. I just keep forgetting to put it in there. I keep forgetting.
We got to end with that.
Left hand
week
up.
Two.
Who are we? The Commanders.
It's Memorial Day weekend coming up. You guys.
You got a couple weeks, but yeah.
It's this weekend coming up.
Is it?
Yeah, this coming weekend.
Oh, this coming weekend, not the weekend we're currently in. Correct. You're right. I just got caught up in the words. That's all. But yeah.
So are you going to grill? I'm at the stage. My parents at that stage. Like, we can grill, but I don't want to do all the cleaning up. Well, I never do all the cleaning up.
Exactly. I'm like, do you ever do the cleaning up? You don't strike me as a guy to do the cleaning up.
I do the cooking. I do the grilling. But I'm at that stage. We just ordered some Jack Stat.
How I feel about the situation. I got 5 kids. They don't eat none of the stuff anyway. They don't like grilled hot dogs. My kids are weird, bro. I never.
My kids becoming weird.
I never thought my kids would be like. When you think about your life and how it becomes, you think your kids gonna be a certain way. My kids gonna eat. I don't know if y'all thought this, but my kids going to eat their vegetables because we're going to have them every night and we ain't going to fight about them and all that kind of stuff. Because I ain't get to fight about no vegetables when I was a kid. My parents, you going to eat this food. But nah, bro.
Dude,
my kids, Xander only want Popeyes and McDonald's. He want chicken or fries. Bro, you going to be holding on to the toilet.
Hey, so... do your kids do what my kids do or used to do?
What's that?
Open, have like 20 boxes of cereal open?
We don't know. That I'm not doing. Because every time I open cereal, I have to put it in like the fresh, stay fresh containers, the Tupperware containers. I can't have open cereal out. It just irks my soul.
My kids just...
I can't do it. It's just not something that I'm, because you always got the little cereal down at the bottom of the box or the sugar. I'm trying to get rid of cardboard as quickly as I can. I'm burning it. Burn them.
Oh,
drop a big old rock on their head.
On behalf of the Mike and You podcast.
The cereal boxes. That's what I'm saying. Go ahead.
And we should have said this in the beginning, and we apologize. But on behalf of the Mike and You podcast, we'd like to say congratulations to all the graduates.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Graduation season.
Headed to a graduation here in a few minutes.
We are proud of you. We love you. Keep dominating the world like y'all can. And by the way, that's my flowers to all the graduates. Y'all worked hard. Y'all deserve it. Have fun tonight or whatever y'all do. Be safe. And we're proud of you. And
for sure.
Continue to make the world a better place.
Please don't play that Vitamin C song. Please.
What's Vitamin C?
Yeah.
Never mind. I don't even want to know.
You do know. If you think about it, I don't even want to. Just don't play the song.
I don't know.
When you leave, you can look it up. Look up Vitamin C graduation. And you'll find everything I'm talking about.
I pass.
You don't remember Vitamin C?
No. The less I know, the better.
The Vitamin C was a it was a musical artist, and she will never be bigger than that song right there that they used to play at everybody's graduation. I'll find it.
When? Right now?
Yes.
Oh, my God. 816-654-6883 is the number. After he finds
you know
song.
We ain't got no clearance for this. They ain't paying us. I ain't about to play that on this Thank song, you. On this show. That's not, oh, heck no. We the only thing we allowed to play on this show is...
Until next time, be safe, please, and remember, bad news is crazy. I'm out.
Oh, snap. Oh, God. Have mercy. Thank you.
I hate you.
Oh, deuces. Oh, man.